Hello to you. Welcome to America Trends. Glad you are with us for the hour. I'm Amy Fuller. Coming up, we are taking you to Israel. Our friend Doug Hershey of Ezra Adventures is there right now, standing by. He's got a group tour going on there now, and we're going to talk a little bit about his book. This is called Israel Rising. He gives a rare perspective on the connection between the Jewish scriptures and present-day Israel. So it'll be so nice to talk to Doug again from Israel, and there he is. Scamicide, our friend Steve J.J. Wiseman of Scamicide.com is coming along. He's the one that always tries to keep us safe on the internet from the bad guys who are trying to get our passwords and our bank accounts and all that stuff. There's a new Nest camera scam and also Fire Safety Month scams. So he will alert us to all of the above and more. Tom DelBacaro will be here with the political headlines of the day. Lots of talk, including about the top three Virginia Democrats embroiled in controversy over blackface and alleged sexual assault. Kind of a lot of stuff going on there. Plus this, more blowback for Elizabeth Warren. Apparently she used her fake American Indian status for her Texas State Bar registration card back in the day. A 1984 document obtained by the Washington Post shows that the Massachusetts senator identified her race as American Indian, and as you see for our TV audience, in her own hand. Warren claimed she had ties to the Native Americans on multiple occasions, and then you know what happened next. President Trump referred to her as Pocahontas through his presidency, and he pledged $1 million to her favorite charity if the DNA test proved Native American heritage. So Warren took the test a few months back, showed that Warren may be only 1/1024th Native American Indian. But that is apparently less than the average white person in the U.S. So there you see that tweet from Warren back in October saying, hey, I'm Native American. But then the Cherokee Nation was ticked off because there's a whole process if you're actually going to be a member of a tribe, and she didn't do that. Update. She apologized earlier this week. They accepted her apology, but now this thing about the document, Warren admits more misleading documents by her might be out there. So it's still going to be coming down the pike. There it is in her own handwriting. President Trump told the audience at the National Prayer Breakfast, I will never let you down. He urged the U.S. to cherish the dignity and sanctity of life, and huge ovations when he defended life. But not everyone on Twitter, some of the haters were there. Pro-Choice America said, Trump is back at it, spewing anti-choice talking points. But we know his newfound love of talking about abortion is all about trying to please his shrinking base and shows just how politically weak he is 2 years in. But if anyone's paying attention, not according to the polling, after State of the Union, it was like 79% approval. And by the way, people are talking about abortion right now because states like New York and Virginia are trying to push for abortion laws that allow killing the baby even seconds before birth. So that's a little answer for that. Right now, some more of President Trump's remarks at the prayer breakfast.
As part of our commitment to building a just and loving society, we must build a culture that cherishes the dignity and sanctity of innocent human life. All children, born and unborn, are made in the holy image of God. Thank you. Every life is sacred, and every soul is a precious gift from heaven.
Give me your attention, baby. getting ready for the 70th anniversary of the Nation of Israel. Israel Rising will be a brand new, never seen before photo book about the revival of the land of Israel. Ezekiel 36 is unique in that God comes to Ezekiel and says to prophesy not to people or to kings or to nations, but to the land of Israel. He says, speak to the mountains, to the valleys, to the hills, to the ravines. He spoke of a time that when Israel returns as a nation, that trees will put forth branches and produce fruit, that the land will be cultivated and sown, that forgotten and waste cities will be rebuilt and inhabited, that God will multiply man and beast on this land, and the land will be treated better than what it was at first. I wanted to know, is that happening?
And boy, did he ever find out and share the news with us. Some of the good news, you could say. Doug Hershey is an author, conference speaker, and founder of Ezra Adventures, an Israeli-focused travel and education company. And from years of hands-on experience, he has cultivated unique relationships with Israel, love for the history there. And with this book, this amazing picture book that he's put forth, he took, I guess you could say, vintage pictures of Israel back in the day, side by side with new pictures to show the growth of Israel. In fact, to show Israel rising. And Doug Hershey is in Israel with us right now. In Israel, it is tonight. Doug, welcome back to America Trends.
Hey, Amy, good to see you again.
We got to see so much scenic, some beautiful scenery in your video there, but I know it's nighttime, so we've got you inside, but your picture book is really everything, and we'll chat about that. But what's been going on in Israel? When did you get there, and what's your tour doing?
Well, I just finished up a 12-day trip that with Ezra Adventures. I had a group, and we really traveled all over. We were down in the Negev Desert. We did some 4x4ing down there. We had lunch with Bedouin, a Bedouin encampment, which was really phenomenal. And then we were up into the Galilee as well, and now we wrapped everything up in Jerusalem. So it's really been a great trip. We are very much in a hands-on experiential sort of thing. So we joke about ditching the bus and coming with us if you want to really see the real Israel and have the real experience.
Oh, that sounds pretty good. So what is it about being in Israel, especially if you love the Bible and know the Bible, and you get to walk where Christ walked, how does that come across when you take tours there? I'll bet they're just something so special that they can barely take it all in.
Yeah, anytime you come to Israel, it's really just a profound, really moving experience, I think, especially for Bible-believing Christians, for Jews that have been raised in the tradition. And so, it's really moving. There's something special about this land that's really unique. There's really amazing things that are happening in this country that aren't really seen anywhere else. And Israel's about the size of New Jersey. So when we're talking about different climates and topography, we can snow ski in the north. In fact, there's a lot of that going on. As you can see, some of these beautiful green pictures, things are starting to go into bloom here in Israel. A lot of times we think about Israel as being dry and desolate and empty, dusty sort of country. And you can see here, it's parts of Israel are just really, really beautiful.
Are your tour right now, or most of them, are there a lot of repeats or new people that are just fascinated for the first time?
A little bit of both. I mean, we're finding people that have been saying, or I guess people are finding us, but Ezra Adventures are saying, we've always wanted to go to Israel, but just didn't want to be on a bus. And so we specialize in groups between 6 and 10 people. So it's the type of sort of small group, intimate travel. We tend to stay off the large buses. We stay out at the large hotels. We stay at very comfortable guest houses that are run by organizations that are really making a difference in the land. So even our lodging costs and a lot of things that we're doing really goes right back into some different humanitarian aid projects. And then, of course, there's adventure day trips that, everything from, like I'd mentioned, snow skiing to scuba diving to firearms training, special forces in the desert to motorcycles, horseback riding. You name it, we can set it up in Israel.
When did you start taking people there, and how many times have you been there, Doug? Doug Hershey talking to Doug Hershey of Ezra Adventures, author of Israel Rising here on America Trends. How many times, Doug?
Oh man, that's sort of the million-dollar question. People ask me that all the time.
A bunch,
I start
huh?
to Yeah, a lot. I start to gauge it for more about how many months of the year that I'm in Israel. So it's anywhere to 3 to 6 months of the year I'm in Israel with different groups that are coming to me and different projects we have going on.
Okay. The question I was getting to is what, where's the most special place for you to go and be there just to inhabit it and also to share with people?
You know, there's two places for me. There's one place down in the desert, a place called Mitzpe Ramon that's in the middle of nowhere. It's the most isolated town in Israel, and the stargazing down there is just second to none. It's just really sort of the launching point for a lot of our desert adventures that we do with, like I said, 4x4s and camels and working with Bedouins and stargazing and desert camping, sleeping out under the stars in the middle of nowhere. And then really this time of year in the spring, really February and March, up in the Golan Heights, up in the north of Israel, parts of it look like Ireland. The wildflowers are in full bloom, and there's just these beautiful flowers that if you're not there for about the 5 or 6 weeks that they bloom and they're gone, then you know you miss them until next year. And so those are some really special places for me that you know that I look forward to every year.
Pretty special. What do you tell people who say to you, Doug, why does Israel even matter, especially to America?
Well, there's multiple reasons. Aside from being the only democracy in the Middle East, and in regards to some of the politics, you know, we hear about Palestinian and Israeli conflict. There's a lot of places throughout Israel that I take my groups to where Jews and Palestinians, or Jews and Arabs, just get along just fine. They live in the same towns. They work together. There's really no issue. And furthermore, for the places where there are issues within Palestinian communities, the facts and the statistics within Israel, in this region, are that Arabs that live within Israel or under Israeli sovereignty, they have the highest life expectancy. They have the lowest infant mortality rate. They're more educated. They make more money. They have more religious freedoms and just with their families than anywhere else in the Middle East. And so if people really have a heart for Palestinian issues, Israel is not the problem. Israel is the answer. It is the safest, most successful place within the Middle East for Christian Arabs, for really any Palestinians. And that's why quietly every year, Palestinian application for Israeli residency goes up every year for those opportunities.
Well, and we know the Bible is being fulfilled right now. The most repeated promise in the Bible we're going to talk about when we come back and talk about prophecy coming alive before our eyes today with Doug Hershey of Ezra Adventures. Back after this. You are my treasure. You are my
treasure. Yeah, you are. 4,000 feet high. There's a trail through the trees to a cliff.
And it's a stark visual to travelers like Mark Twain, who came through this land and talked about it being empty and desolate and just really nothing here. He talked about this valley here behind me being at 7 a.m. when there should have been dew on the grass and the smell of flowers and the birds singing in the trees, except there was no dew and no flowers and no grass and no trees and no birds. It was completely desolate. It was empty, an unshaded lake, and a completely barren wasteland. He talks about it being sad and depressing. And yet here, 150 years later, as you can see behind me, in fact, we have some of the old photos from the 1930s that show this valley exactly as Mark Twain described, and you can look at it right now. And so part of what we're doing is that we went back with a professional photographer to reshoot some of these exact photos to show how much that the land has prospered. We have over 100 photos, comparisons side by side from over 25 locations that verify the fact that now that Israel is in the land, there's been dramatic changes. These photos, both before and after, are a stunning comparison of not just simply a land reviving, but the fact that, just as Ezekiel said, the cities are being rebuilt and inhabited. The deserts are literally blooming.
And that really does tell so much about Israel rising and the side-by-side photos in the books and what is actually happening. In the world today, Doug Hershey is the author of this book. He provides a rare perspective on the connection between the Jewish scriptures and present-day Israel. And he's joining us from Israel with his Ezra Adventures right now. And we're so glad you could take time for us, Doug. Appreciate it.
Yeah, it's great to be with you again.
So we could talk about prophecy for so long, and I'm glad we talked about, yeah, let's do this. But the most repeated promise in the Bible, in Isaiah, it says, can a country be born in a day or a nation brought forth in a moment? And people thought that sounded crazy, yet something happened in May of 1948 that changed all that.
Yeah, indeed. And the most repeated promise in the scriptures is that God will return his people to the land. So this is actually the very city that I'm in. I'm talking to you from Jerusalem tonight. So there's no other people group, aside from the Bible or prophecy or anything like that, just in human history, there's been no other people group that have been on a particular piece of land and then forcibly removed to then come back to that piece of land 70 years later to stay for a few hundred years to again then be thrown off for several, for about 2,000 years to come back to the exact same piece of real estate as an identifiable, recognizable people that are speaking the same language, keeping the same traditions. Just that fact alone is an anomaly in human history, and it's the only people group that the God of the Bible says he's made a covenant with. And so that's something that we're seeing. The one of the most repeated promises in the Bible is that God will bring his people back to the land, and it's happening.
Isaiah 66, and it's so beautiful. I'm just going to say again, can a country be born in a day or a nation brought forth in a moment? And then there it was, Zion giving labor, birth to her children. And it must be just so touching to walk among and really, really see it happening, Doug.
Well, you know, I was talking with a friend today that, you know, there's problems within Israel just the way there's problems in lots of places. So there's not really anything special about the people or the location, although just simply that there's a promise. And the fact is that God is fulfilling his promises that we can read very clearly in the scriptures. And so part of the premise of the book of Israel Rising wasn't just simply to do a then and now photo book, but to give photographic evidence that a lot of this stuff is foretold. And so while somebody could say, you know, any city or any nation will look better 100 years now than 100 years ago, there's no other people group like the Romans or the Greeks or the Persians or the Chinese or whatever the case. I mean, there's been nobody else who has any of that written down 2,600 years ago, let alone having it written down in the Bible that millions and millions of people are reading. And much of this is unfolding in our day, which is really, really stunning.
It's an amazing time to live. But I also think no one else has done what you did, which is accumulate some 2,200 pictures of old Israel to go through while you were making Israel Rising.
Yeah, it was 2,200 aren't in the book, but that's what we started with.
Sure.
We had the challenging task of kind of bringing it down to about 100.
Yeah.
And so in the book, we have over 100 photo comparisons. The black and whites are somewhere between the 1880s and the 1940s. And then, as I mentioned in that video, is that we went back with a pro photographer, Elise Terrio. She's out of Chico, California. Phenomenal talent, and reshot the angles the best that we could. And so in the book, there's over 100 photo comparisons from over 25 locations all through the land. And then with that, there's quotes from Christians and Muslims and Jews for almost every century for the last 2,000 years describing what the land looked like. And so the black and white photos themselves really give validity to the testimony of really 1,800 years before of eyewitness accounts. And so it's we put it all together, and it's been really successful. It's been doing very, very well.
EzraAdventures.com is the website to find out about Doug and his group, his tours, and the book. And he's on Facebook too, so check it out there. Follow him. You can get online right now and follow the tour that he's doing. He's uploading pictures and what they're doing, and it's just sort of special to watch for it. Doug, as far as besides the Israelis making Aliyah, which means coming back to the land, what other prophecies really excite you? And are there any really recent ones when it comes to world affairs even?
Well, wow, where to even begin? I mean, one of the most stunning in terms of Israel rising and the land physically responding. In fact, if some of your viewers want to check out just two videos I shot literally two or three days ago on my cell phone on our Facebook page, the Ezra Adventures Facebook page, Ezekiel 47 talks about the Dead Sea being, there'll be a time when it'll be fresh water and people will fish out of it. And right now the Dead Sea is 10 times saltier than any other body of water on Earth. And long story short, there are now suddenly these freshwater springs that are just starting to pop up around the Dead Sea. There's these green marshes that are starting to grow. And I was down there with some of my groups and showing the difference between literally these freshwater springs that are popping up around the edge of the Dead Sea that are actually going into the Dead Sea. Now, Ezekiel 47 isn't just simply about springs springing up. There's a whole, you know, there's a whole other aspect to it. But just the fact that, again, this is happening is really, really stunning. I mean, this has just never happened before in history. And now we're just starting to see bits and pieces of prophecy fulfilled. And it's been really my joy and my pleasure to not only to take groups there, but even just, you know, simple cell phone videos just to show people like this is really happening. This is really stunning. And geologists don't really have an answer for it other than it's happened.
Well, I've got about 40 seconds left with you, but you've got a few more days left. What's next on the agenda, Doug?
Oh, man. I'm actually in the process of working on a second follow-up book that will the subtitle of Israel Rising is Ancient Prophecy, Modern Lens. That's going to become a series of then and now photo books that will be tied into Bible prophecy and history. And so I'm in the middle of that right now. We're doing some research. I hope to do a photo shoot for that in the next month or two here in Israel. I'll be back here. And so I'm really excited to put some of that together and continue showing the world with a lot of what's happening here in a really profound way.
Boy, Doug, I can't tell you how neat it is to have you talk to you from Israel here on America Trends on the U2 America Network Biz Talk Radio. Thank you so much. He is the author of Israel Rising. Safe travels, and we'll see you back here soon.
Girl, I know that you've been waiting.
It is America Trends for the Hour. Glad you are with us. And we are joined now by our friend of the show, Tom Del Beccaro. He is the author of The Divided Era, a book you must have on your bookshelf. It's his latest one. You think the era is divided? Sort of. He comes on here and he talks about all the political headlines of the day. He's an acclaimed author, speaker, Fox Business News contributor, Forge contributor, former chair of the California Republican Party, and the publisher of Political Vanguard. Tom, I'm out of breath talking about your pedigree.
Am I paying you enough? Do I need to pay more, or how's that work?
We'll go over it later. I don't want any evidence on the air here. So there's so much that's just, you got Elizabeth Warren, you got Virginia, the top three Democrats there. It's imploding, and it's almost laughable. They didn't really want to give due process to anyone like Brett Kavanaugh. But so what do you think about Virginia? What's the latest now? We've got sexual assault and blackface issues.
So my friend Rich Lowry has an article out on Politico, which you can also get at Political Vanguard, about the bonfire of the Democrats. You know, when you start a fire, you can't complain about what gets burned. And here the Democrats are burning themselves. I mean, I cannot fathom the stupidity of two of the three of these people. The governor did something years ago, and we can debate whether he should be forgiven or not. But his decision to say, it was me, no, it wasn't me, just tells me, I don't even understand how that guy got into the position he did. But the attorney general's, like, unbelievable. The attorney general says that guy should resign for doing that. And then 3 days later comes out and says, oh, by the way, I did it too.
It was almost like a toddler wanting attention for himself. It was so weird.
But didn't he know he had this picture 3 days ago?
Right.
Or had he completely forgotten? So Nancy Pelosi, of course, said that this isn't affecting the National Party. But between the internet And cable TV, everything's national. Mm-hmm. There are no state issues when it comes to politics, you know, strictly state issues. So no, this is, as Rich Lowry says brilliantly, the bonfire of the Democrats. They have lit this fire, and now it's consuming some of themselves. Then you turn to, and these are self-inflicted wounds, obviously, and then you turn to Elizabeth Warren.
Well, wait, before we get to Warren, I just want to say, if we're talking quotes, Tucker Carlson said that the Democrats in Virginia wear blackface like it's black tie. So that was special. But I also wanted to, this all started because Governor Northam in Virginia supported a move to make it legal to have abortion up until the very last seconds before a baby's born, just like New York wants to do. So that's how this all, he was just having a bad 6 or 7 days, and that's how this all started. So I just wanted to throw that out in. Now, Elizabeth Warren, this thing's been going on for a long time.
Yeah, this is a self-inflicted wound as well. Elizabeth Warren, who says nothing other than the system's rigged against people. And she obviously thought it was rigged against whites because, as you're pointing out on the screen right now, she's listing herself as an Indian. She's done that numerous times. Turns out she's no more Indian than I am, Democrat. And so, you know, she's absolutely brought this upon herself. I honestly don't think, I think she'll be one of the first to drop out after the first debates because she doesn't have a compelling story. And the stories she's told in so far turned out to be fiction. So I don't see how she lasts in this. I think after the first debate, the leaders out of the pack will be Kamala Harris and Joe Biden.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. I mean, you know way more about it than I do. But yeah, and her, I mean, it's just so strange. She, a few days, this story never ends with her. She went and
It won't end. There's so many more things to come out about how she's used that false status.
Yeah.
And look, everyone knows in the 80s when this process, 70s and the 80s when this process started, that...
What process? What's the process, Tom?
If you claimed Indian status, mm-hmm. you could get into schools easier. You got things, right? Mm-hmm. Because it was easier to get in as a minority. So she was quick to use it without obviously any reliable evidence to say that she was. And so it's very obvious that when she wanted to take advantage of the system, she did. And she did it over a number of years, including, you know, to get a job at Harvard. So she's a complete phony. To say the system is rigged when you have been trying to get around is rigged for whites, male whites, yet you have been for years trying to get around it by claiming you're not, is, you know, it's embarrassing. There's no way she could lead a country any more than some of the other Democrat candidates could either.
Well, she's tried everything. She tried to have her own little FaceTime beer summit with her husband that was just ridiculous.
Yeah, that was unappetizing. Is that a technical word?
That's exactly. I think it's accurate. It's very apt. If anyone's keeping score, this is back in October. She got her blood test because President Trump was baiting her and said, calling her Focahontas instead of Pocahontas, as he's wont to do. And so she got her blood test and said, hey, look, it's true. I am 1/1024th Native American, which is less Native American than the average white person living in America today. So,
and it's also not accurate that to say that you are one, whatever number you gave, is so far within the margin of error. It could be completely nothing or it could be actually more.
Yeah.
By the way, there is another breaking story in Virginia related to blackface. I think this time it involves a Republican. So I think Virginia's got a lot of turmoil. And the problem is it's right next to Washington, D.C. for you geography majors. And as a result, the Democrats and now apparently one Republican won't be able to get away from this. And I think people are a little tired of the over PC. The problem for the governor, of course, is he's standing next to a guy in a Ku Klux Klan Klan outfit.
Exactly. Exactly.
Which, you know, there's a difference between, you know, obviously in America we know about Al Jolson, who made a partial career off of this.
Mm-hmm. 20s, 30s entertainer.
There's never, it's not even remotely possible to hang out with someone in a Ku Klux Klan outfit. There's no tradition who thinks that's funny or potential comedy. So, and of course, he did this in the 80s. I don't know anybody who would do blackface in the 80s. I just think they were completely out of step. Now, look, could he ask for forgiveness? And let's say he did that. Let's say he did 100 things related to race. One of them is the blackface. And 99, he did good things. Okay, let's discuss it. Okay. But he lied last week when he said he was and wasn't, and that's his current one of his current problems.
We'll have to leave it there. I have 20 seconds to say, where is Ruth Bader Ginsburg?
Well, she did make one public appearance.
No, were there any pictures found?
Well, allegedly. I don't think, she's very ill, but there's no way she's resigning. She's no more going to resign than James Dolan, the owner of Madison Square Garden, and there's many more calls for him than her.
All right, a divided era, Tom Del Vaccaro. We have to leave it there, so much more, though, but we'll see you next time.
Spent 24 hours, I need more hours with you.
We have our own Scamicide guy here at America Trends. He is Stephen J.J. Wiseman of Scamicide.com. He is the man with all the answers about anything having to do with identity theft. Here's one of his latest books, Identity Theft Alert, 10 Rules You Must Follow to Protect Yourself from America's Number One Crime. And there's a website for our TV viewers, Scamicide.com. He has a scam of the day, obviously updated daily, where he tells you the latest and greatest things the bad guys are doing and how to overcome it. So we're going to talk about the Nest camera hacking thing, Fire Safety Month scams, and some other things. Steve, welcome back.
It's good to be with you.
But first, this LuLaRue thing that's going on, some legislation. Now, this is what, a leggings company that had, mothers and young women selling leggings to their friends, just trying to make a buck or two off some leggings. Small profit margin, and I understand they got stuck with a lot of merchandise. And what's happening now?
Well, the Attorney General for the state of Washington has just filed a lawsuit against the company LuLaRue, as well as some of the principals behind it. And they're saying, in essence, that it was a pyramid scheme. You know, it's a fine line sometimes between there are legitimate multi-level marketing companies, and Amway is one that comes to mind. But there are also pyramid schemes where, in fact, the real money comes in not in selling product, but just in signing more people up to work and sell under you. And LuLaRue was apparently, they did a lot of misrepresentations as far as what the people, they would call them consultants, who would come in would receive. And you're right, there was often young women, young mothers, they were targeting, they would pay an entry fee of anywhere from $2,000 to $9,000. They were told they would be able to make as much as $500,000 in a year. All of this was apparently a scam. A lot of women were left with inventory that they had to buy that they couldn't get rid of. And this is something that is going to be really very much active in the courts in the next few days.
It's really heartbreaking. You know, I see on message boards, social media, even neighborhood groups, people saying, I'm having a sale, I have this merchandise, and talking a little bit about it. And it's sort of heartbreaking because these moms are trying to make a few bucks for diapers. And, it's just sad that they're sort of the target because that's the audience for it. How can people, Steve, you say there's a fine line between and doing a Ponzi or a pyramid scheme. What is that? How can people be sure that they're in something that can be lucrative or at least real?
You know, a great question, because it can appear like it's legit. One of the things you can do is you can look at the Better Business Bureau, and the Better Business Bureau rated them an F, the lowest possible rating. Also, you can check with the Federal Trade Commission, and the Federal Trade Commission actually has, it's going to be our scam of the day in a couple of days. There is a multi-level marketing kind of pamphlet the FTC provides that you can get online that can give you the information you need to be able to evaluate. But the easy thing is check with your local attorney general, check with the Better Business Bureau, and they'll be able to help you out as far as deciding whether it's a legit company or not.
Good stuff. Steve is a lawyer and professor at Bentley University, as you just saw, and he is a nationally recognized expert in scams, identity theft, and cybersecurity. And he comes on here and keeps us up to date. And another scam of the day you've had this week, Steve, is the Nest camera hacking. Now, these doorbell things that watch and see the bad guys coming to our front door are growing and growing. But what is this hacking thing?
Yeah, you know, this is something where I guess Shakespeare was right. Again, the fault is not in the stars, but the fault is in us. In particular, these security cameras, they're good. They work. And what happened was there were a couple of reports, one coming out of Illinois, another one coming out of Houston, Texas, where it appeared that sounds and voices and threats and obscenities were coming out of the cameras. And they were frightening the heck out of the families who had these. Well, the problem was not inherent in the cameras themselves. What it was when you get any of these products, which are part of what I call the Internet of Things, any device you have, whether it's a smart TV or even a doll, there are smart dolls that are connected to the Internet. They come with a default password, and it's very, very important to change that default password because the bad guys know what the default passwords are, and they can use that not only to hack into the camera itself, but in addition, all of these devices get routed through your router, including your computer. So someone can get at your computer, your personal information, by going in through your security cameras. As a matter of fact, the FBI just issued a warning a couple of months ago that Russian hackers were attacking routers that people have that weren't up to date with security. The good news is you can update the security software in your router, and you can use a good password to protect you from attacks from the outside. The more recent your router is, the better security it has. The older ones definitely have some problems to them. Update your router, make sure the security software is on there, including they have something called whitelisting. Whitelisting is, we know what blacklisting is. It's preventing some bad malware from getting on your computer. But sometimes the security software isn't up to date with the latest malware. But with whitelisting, nothing is allowed to download onto your computer or to your devices unless it's been pre-approved. And that really, really works well.
Nice. How do we do a whitelisting thing? How do we get on that list?
Read the directions on your router, because your router is where you will have the capabilities for whitelisting. So check out your directions to your router, and you'll be able to find how to do whitelisting.
I've got about 40 more seconds to talk about the Fire Safety Month scam. What is that?
You know, it's something I'm hearing from, this one comes from Hawaii, but I heard in Massachusetts today. You get a call, it's some kind of an excuse to come into your house. We need to inspect your smoke detectors or something that you're giving permission to come for someone to come in and get into your house. These are scammers. These are robbers. So you can't trust what you hear on the telephone. And if you do get such a call, you hang up. You call maybe the fire department if it appears it's coming from them.
Wow, they just come in and say, hey, let me make sure you're safe.
And then they steal from you.
Oh, my gosh. He is Steve Wiseman with Scamicide.com. And Steve, you've been doing this how long?
Oh, gosh. It's about 2,700 individual scams of the day.
Oh, boy. Well, you've seen them on everything from Saturday Evening Post to the New York Times to Dr. Phil. And then now on American Trends on YouTube, America, and Biz Talk Radio. Steve, until next time, thank you so much.
Always good to talk with you.
You bet. We're back after this. But you need someone to spice it up. So who you gonna call? Cardi, Cardi. Coming right up like a Harley, Harley. Why is the best food always forbidden? I'm coming to you now doing 20 over the limit.
Too much cholesterol in the blood causes plaque buildup in the arteries. Fiber has been scientifically proven to lower cholesterol. Created by Dr. J. Robert Cade, the inventor of Gatorade, Cholesterade promotes probiotic function, supports digestive health, contains all natural flavors, and is gluten-free. In the original case study, participants saw a reduction in bad cholesterol by more than 20%. Cholesterade is the ultimate all-natural digestive aid.
Hey, we'd really like to thank Doug Hershey of Ezra Travels for being here. Talk to us from Israel as he leads a group with his Ezra Adventure. So thanks so much to Doug and his group talking about prophecy in the land. And Israel Rising is the name of the amazing picture book that shows then and now. Everyone on the show tonight has authored a book. We also had Tom Del Beccaro of Political Vanguard in his latest book, The Divided Era, talking about the politics of the day. And there's politicalvanguard.com for TV viewers. And then Steve Wiseman, author of Identity Theft Alert with Scamicide.com, keeping us safe from the bad guys. Thanks to you for being with us, and we invite you to go to our website, u2america.com, 24/7, and click through, and we'd like to meet you on social media if you would. And there it is. Click right through there. We've got little portals. You can watch our live programming and some of our past ones on demand as well. Finally, we're going to share a few more of President Trump's remarks from the National Prayer Breakfast as we say goodbye for now.
Every life is sacred, and every soul is a precious gift from heaven. As the Lord says in Jeremiah, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. Here with us today are Nikki and Tyler Watkinson, our wonderful First Lady Melania, who's right now working very hard with a group of people and saying a few words on opioids. She's very much involved. She wanted to be here so badly, but she'll be here with us next year. Recently met with them, and when she visited them at Children's Hospital, was so impressed. Last year, Nikki went into early labor during a blizzard. As she and Tyler were driving to the hospital, their son Grayson was born in the front seat. He was born 4 months premature and weighed only 1 pound and 11 ounces. But he let out little tiny cries, and he made it to the hospital alive. Nikki and Taylor's entire community began to lift up Grayson in their prayers. And to the surprise of doctors, he kept on improving. After 4 months at the hospital, Nikki and Tyler brought home their beautiful baby boy. Just a few weeks ago, Grayson celebrated his first birthday. He is a beautiful, happy, healthy guy. Well, are they here? Where? Oh, good. Good. It's great. Beautiful. That's great. Thank you. As his mom, Nikki, has said, he was put on this earth to do big things. He may be here someday, right here. Nikki, he already has, and he will do more and more as he grows older. As Jesus promises in the Bible, ask and you will receive.